Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
I have a serious question about something that happened to me at a restaurant.
Well, can you say which restaurant now?
No, I'd rather not.
Okay, all right, fair enough.
It was just a restaurant, a great restaurant in the city.
Sit-down restaurant?
Sit-down, local.
Okay.
Just say diner, okay? There's a ton of those.
Okay. All right.
So you picture the atmosphere I'm in, okay?
Sure.
Well, I've never had anyone do this, and I gotta tell you something, it kind of grossed me out.
Uh-huh.
I love iced tea, right? You know this about me.
Yeah.
And so I ordered an iced tea.
Yeah.
And do you know what the waitress, how she served it to me? I get it unsweetened.
Yeah.
But even if you don't, like, usually they'll give you sugar and you do it yourself. She didn't ask me if I wanted a lemon, which is fine. Sometimes they ask me, and I don't. If they ask me, I say, no, I don't need the lemon. I just like plain iced tea, unsweetened, which I know sounds gross, but that's what I grew up on.
Yeah.
And she says, so she's like, okay, she brings me back the iced tea, and she had put two lemons, like slices in it, and she had squeezed them in.
Oh, I was hoping you weren't going to say that.
I was like, okay, one, you squeeze the lemon in, which is now grossing me out because I'm thinking of your fingers being in my drink.
Yeah.
And two, you didn't ask me if I wanted lemon. You just assumed it. And three, I don't want the lemon. You know,
a lot of people don't want lemon because some people don't wash the produce well the way.
Right.
So you have just this lemon that hasn't been washed, and you got the dirty rind in there, and then that's getting in your iced tea. Some people don't do that. A lot of places do, but some people don't. I've never had a waitress,
and I order a lot of iced tea. I've never had a waitress squeeze the lemon in. I thought it was weird, and I want to know what you thought of this.
I think it's gross.
Am I okay to be not like that?
That's like the server at Olive Garden putting it in his hand and then just like...
With the cheese?
Yeah, and like putting it on top of your pasta.
Right?
Yeah, it's just... No,
question
don't touch
that.
My
I'm
stuff.
I'm still kind of grossed out by it.
Did she squeeze the lemons in
I
front
don't know.
Of you?
No!
Like, oh!
It showed up with the lemon, like two slices. And so I was like... I put the straw in my cup and as I'm like, can see the lemon. I'm like, wait, did she squeeze
was there
the
one
lemon?
That, was there one that you could see had been squeezed and
you
like throw it in there?
They were both squeezed, yeah. You
and like put it in there?
You could tell when a lemon has been squeezed
in. Two pieces of lemon there, not just one?
Yeah, is this bad or what?
Can I ask a technical question?
Sure.
Was it a wedge, like a quarter wedge, or was it like
a slice.
Little, like
it was a
little
slice.
Slice?
This is like a slice you'd get in an iced tea. Two slices.
Oh, okay.
Dude,
it doesn't really make a difference.
No, it doesn't.
Not cool.
Because it was a...
You're still getting the flavor of lemon now in the tea.
Yeah.
And if you don't want the lemon flavor in the tea, that is going... You know. But that wasn't even the worst part. I can take the lemon flavor for one iced tea.
Yeah.
I've never seen somebody squeeze a lemon in my drink without even asking if I want a lemon.
And not in front of you.
I was blown away.
Yeah.
That was how it's served.
Like, okay... It would be great
service.
Okay,
so I'm not crazy.
Well, you're crazy, but for totally different reasons.
Yeah, I know. 71037, you can text us.
Yeah.
It would be totally cool and good customer service if she were to bring the drink with the lemon on top of it to your table and go, hey, can I squeeze this lemon for you? That's over-the-top good service.
Well,
but to bring it to you...
I would say no still.
I would too, but still.
I mean, Gibbons, I eat a lot. Nobody's ever done this to me.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm 39. I've been to plenty of restaurants in my lifetime. I've never been given iced tea with the lemon squeezed into it.
I thought
this is so weird.
And I'm from Jersey. I've been to 1,001 diners. That's never happened.
And not only had it never happened, I didn't even think about it happening or the fact that it would gross me out when it did happen, but it totally grossed me out.
Yeah.
So
if you're a waiter or waitress, please don't squeeze lemon into my tea and don't even just...
I don't think that's common practice. I think
okay,
that was just a server that did something. I've never had that done.
It was bizarre.
It seems very bizarre.
Very.
And usually if they think that you want more lemon, they'll bring you like a dish of lemons.
Well, and I couldn't say anything because they were so nice and loved listening to us.
It's the worst, isn't it?
Yes, and I was like, thank you. I didn't want to tell you that you squeezed your lemon in my tea, but thank you. So I felt bad and didn't say anything.
I hate
because I know you're wondering, did a crowded alley not say anything? Well, I didn't.
Did you drink the tea?
Too.
We got a text at 71037.
Did
you drink? You drank it.
Yeah,
okay.
I did part of it.
Somebody said
more water.
Somebody said a text at 71037. Maybe they gloved up in the kitchen before they brought it out.
I don't care if they gloved up. You don't squeeze a lemon in my drink without asking me.
Also, the next text at 71037. I wouldn't want someone's booty finger anywhere near my drink.
Booty finger. Ew.
Oh my god, I'm gonna puke. Oh my god, I'm gonna puke.
Maybe that's why you were sick on Saturday.
Oh, wow. Oh.
I'm reading these texts and I'm gonna puke. I'm reading it. Okay, no. That wasn't why I was sick on Saturday, because this had happened over a week before.
What are the texts? Why are they so gross? I can't see them.
I don't even want to read. I'm gonna puke.
What are you talking about?
It says maybe it was an iced tea from someone before.
I thought
and they
that,
reserved
I,
it.
I thought
I'm gonna
it,
puke
but didn't
to
want
that.
To say
that will
no.
make me puke. Somebody else said,
no.
Allie, stop being Hollywood. You already messed up by drinking unsweetened tea.
Hollywood Alley Faith over
well
here.
Well played.
I'm the least Hollywood person
you
you'll ever
meet. You yuppie scum, you.
You want to...
Look, the fact that I drank the damn tea just shows how not Hollywood I am, that I tried to just take it down and be polite,
true.
Okay? That is really trying,
I'm
people.
Glad that you go through that, too. I've had an experience where I didn't have good service at a restaurant. The food wasn't so good.
And they
recognized
us.
Me. They were like, hey, we listen to you guys all the time. And I was like, hey.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can't really say anything bad about the food. And I got to like wince through
it. Because
they're
so nice.
I know. And I don't want to be...
And you're like, I don't want to hurt your feelings.
Because then you're not going to listen.
Well, my food was good. My food was good.
Yeah, but your iced tea was terrible.
Yeah, that's all right.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.